Distraction begins internally. One common reason we get distracted is technology. Even if you try to stop using your devices, you might still find yourself procrastinating. Whether it's doodling or counting books, our brains are great at finding distractions. To understand distraction, we need to talk about triggers. Triggers prompt us to act or do something. There are two types: external triggers, like notifications on your laptop, and internal triggers, like feeling bored or stressed. Triggers can lead to either traction or distraction. Traction helps us move towards our goals and ambitions, while distraction pulls us away from them. Technology alone isn't to blame for distraction, it often comes from internal sources. Distraction is usually about avoiding something uncomfortable, like hunger, relationship issues, or job dissatisfaction. Technology is just a nearby cause we blame for our lack of productivity, without addressing the real issues. We are evolutionarily wired for discomfort because our ancestors needed it for survival. They kept learning and growing by not being content. Today, this shows in our tendency to focus on negatives, dwell on painful memories, and quickly get bored. This makes us easily distracted. However, we can use these negative feelings to our advantage. Overcome distraction triggers. Feeling bored at your desk often leads to scrolling through Instagram or clearing out emails. It happens to many of us daily. But don't worry, there are ways to overcome these internal triggers. Start by rethinking how you approach triggers. One effective method is to document them. When you sense yourself giving into distractions, grab a pen and paper. Write down what triggered the distraction, such as a sudden anxiety wave or frustration caused by your boss. Note the time it happened and how you felt once you recognized the trigger. Regular practice helps you recognize triggers. Once you grasp the skill, you can start releasing them. Psychologist Jonathan Bricker proposes a helpful visualization method: picture yourself by a stream, observing distracting thoughts carried away on floating leaves. Here's another tip to make tasks more enjoyable. We often turn to apps and games on our phones because they're designed to be captivating, notes interactive computing expert Ian Bogost. They use effective systems of rewards and challenges. Applying this idea to chores can make them more appealing. For instance, challenge yourself to complete a task quickly or find new ways to serve customers. Empower your potential. Reassess your capabilities. What you think about yourself greatly influences what you can achieve. If you convince yourself that distractions overpower you due to a lack of self-control, it may become a self-fulfilling prophecy. Boosting your self-belief involves practicing self-compassion. Instead of harshly criticizing yourself as lazy or easily distracted, speak to yourself as kindly as you would to a close friend. This approach reminds you that you possess the ability to conquer distractions effectively. Effective time management for success. Understanding your goals is crucial. Without clarity, distractions can derail your progress. That's why having a plan is essential. Effective planning involves time boxing, allocating specific slots in your weekly schedule for different tasks. This approach doesn't guarantee hitting all targets, as some factors, like unexpected tiredness or lack of inspiration, can interfere. However, time boxing provides a structured framework that enhances your chances of success. If you control your time well, you increase your likelihood of achieving your plan objectives. To effectively implement time boxing, start by prioritizing self-care. Begin with scheduling dedicated time for meals, adequate sleep, and pursuing hobbies. This foundational step ensures you're in optimal condition to handle work and personal responsibilities efficiently. By organizing your day around these essential activities, you create a framework that supports productivity and overall well-being, setting the stage for effective time management and achieving balance in life. Prioritize relationships with time boxing. In the second phase of time boxing, focus on nurturing your relationships. This involves dedicating time to the people who bring you closeness and connection, the essential anchors in your life. Rather than leaving your loved ones with whatever time is left, prioritize them deliberately. Schedule a monthly date with your partner, plan bi-monthly meetups with friends, and set aside an hour or two daily to engage with your children. To make the most of your work hours, plan how you use your time. Allocate 2 hours in the morning for focused individual tasks. Reserve another block in the late afternoon for handling emails. Communicate this schedule with your team to minimize distractions during your concentrated work sessions. Focus on critical moments for better results. In the 1980s, new aviation regulations explicitly prohibited cabin crews and other staff from distracting pilots during takeoff and landing, the most perilous phases of a flight. This rule underscores the importance of prioritizing crucial tasks. Just as pilots must concentrate during critical flight stages, you too should maintain undivided attention during pivotal moments in your workday to achieve optimal performance. Visible cues like a colored card on your desk or a special hat, as suggested by the author's wife, are effective tools to signal your current focus status to those around you. Sharing this symbol with colleagues invites their support in your journey towards staying undistracted. Emails also pose a common distraction. On average, office workers receive about 100 emails daily. They become habit-forming due to variable rewards or surprises. The unpredictable nature of inbox contents motivates frequent checking. To improve your email management, start by sorting your emails into two categories. First, place emails needing an immediate response in a folder labeled today. Second, categorize emails needing a reply within the week into another folder. Address the urgent emails on the same day, setting aside a specific time each week for the second category. This method reduces daily email distractions effectively. Streamline workplace efficiency with effective meeting policies. Meetings and emails often distract workers, but unproductive meetings can consume even more time. Fortunately, there's a straightforward solution to this common problem: organization. By implementing a policy requiring meeting organizers to distribute a clear agenda and a summary of actions taken to address issues beforehand, companies can reduce unnecessary meetings. This approach increases preparation effort and minimizes the chances of colleagues scheduling unnecessary gatherings, thereby optimizing productivity. To handle endless group chats on platforms like Slack or Basecamp, simply notify your colleagues that you aim to control these distractions. Set aside a specific time each day dedicated to catching up on messages. Similarly, online articles and news feeds can be as distracting as meetings and collaborative tools. If these hinder your productivity, follow this author's method. Instead of trying to stay updated during work hours, use a tool like the Pocket app. Save interesting articles and utilize its text-to-speech feature while taking a walk. This approach not only helps you stay informed but also enhances your physical activity, effectively minimizing distractions. Streamlining your digital life for productivity. Apps like Todabook replace your Facebook feed with a news feed displaying your to-do list. Meanwhile, DFTube removes YouTube suggested videos and ads to help you use the site more consciously. When it comes to technical fixes, it's valuable to organize your phone and desktop efficiently. If they're cluttered with rarely used or useless apps, it's time for a cleanup. Remove anything unused and rearrange what's left so essentials like Google Maps and rideshare apps are easily accessible. Reserve time-consuming apps like Facebook and Twitter for the last page or limit their use to desktops where they're less tempting. For your desktop, simplify by grouping all files except the current one into a folder labeled Everything. Use the search function to locate them swiftly when needed. Stay indistractable. Daily strategies. Staying focused requires consistent effort, not a one-time fix. You'll need to tackle distractions daily. However, this is easier than it seems. Several methods can assist you. 1. Effort packs make unwanted behaviors harder to perform. Apps like self-control help by blocking distracting websites and setting timeout periods for checking emails. 2. Study buddies, arrange study sessions with friends or use platforms like Focusmate to pair with a study buddy globally. 3. Prize packs, impose fines for missing targets. The author avoided missing gym sessions for 3 years by promising to burn $100 each time he missed. 4. Limitations of prize packs. Prize packs aren't suitable for every goal, like stopping nail biting, which is triggered by external factors you can't control. 5. Identity packs involve adopting a positive self-image. For example, a meat eater switching to a plant-based diet should call herself a vegetarian, not someone who can't eat meat. This positive identity helps maintain the commitment. 6. Apply identity packs to distraction. Defining yourself as indistractable can help you avoid distractions and stay focused on your goals. Workplace distractions. Staying focused will be a challenge if your workplace is poorly organized and managed. A major sign of a dysfunctional workplace is the intrusion of work into employees' time. With smartphones and constant connectivity, many companies expect workers to be available and responsive to emails and inquiries 24/7. If you resist this expectation, you might risk losing your job. The core issue isn't just technology but a work culture where time isn't managed well, employees are overloaded, and distractions abound. To address this, creating a safe platform for employees to voice concerns is crucial. Without this platform, they won't gain control over their work lives. Safety is key here. If employees fear reprisal for speaking up, they'll remain silent. Leadership and communication. Leaders play a vital role in ensuring this safety. Leading by example, acknowledging mistakes, and regularly seeking feedback from their team fosters a learning environment. Such an atmosphere encourages risk-taking without the fear of failure, promoting a culture where employees actively participate and learn from their experiences. Slack is known for its chat software that can distract employees worldwide. However, it also serves as a model for effective workplace culture. The company has a dedicated feedback channel where employees can openly share their thoughts about company life. Additionally, there's a channel called #BeefTweets. Where employees can express frustrations to management. What sets Slack apart is its responsive approach to feedback. Managers acknowledge complaints with an eyes emoji, signaling they've seen the issue, and resolve it with a checkmark emoji. This simple yet effective practice empowers employees by giving them a sense of influence over their work environment. Why kids are hooked on screens. Contrary to nostalgic beliefs, today's youth are often seen glued to screens rather than enjoying outdoor activities. However, this behavior hints at deeper issues rather than mere preference. According to human behavior researchers Richard Ryan and Edward Deutsch, excessive reliance on digital stimuli can indicate psychological gaps. Like adults, young people require three essential elements to thrive. 1. Autonomy, the freedom to make choices independently. 2. Confidence, the ability to learn and grow in skills. 3. Relatedness, meaningful connections with others. Many young people today face constraints in their offline lives. School rules stifle creativity, while parental expectations and the pressure of standardized tests label them as failures. This lack of unstructured time with friends drives them towards the online world for freedom and social interaction. To reduce digital distractions, parents must provide the essential psychological support needed for their children's development. Encourage active learning and balance tech use for children. To support your child's development, prioritize unstructured playtime, which numerous studies highlight as crucial for growth. Arrange regular playdates with other families who share your values. It's equally important to involve children in deciding how they spend their time. They are capable of learning to use tools that minimize distractions. Discuss technology with them, including its risks, and ask for their input on screen time limits. Supporting someone in managing their own triggers is crucial. Recognize your role in their distractions and help them create strategies. For instance, my daughter used a kitchen timer to monitor screen time, a simple yet effective idea she devised herself. Key points. 1. Distraction often starts internally, triggered by emotions like boredom or stress, not just external technology. 2. Triggers can lead to either productive focus or unproductive distraction based on how we handle discomfort. 3. Effective strategies include documenting triggers and using visualization to manage distractions positively. 4. Time boxing and prioritizing self-care are essential for minimizing distractions and boosting productivity. 5. Dysfunctional work cultures and excessive connectivity contribute to workplace distractions. 6. Leadership that values open communication promotes a focused and supportive work environment. 7. Supporting children's autonomy and balanced tech use helps reduce dependence on digital distractions.